Those that say that you do not have to dry your hands after you wash the Mayim HaKoyim. The first water is before the Suda, you have to touch the bread. You have to dry off your hands. The Mechaber brings to the Rambam, Menachem, V'yachakach Mavarach. The Rambam holds, if a Mayim HaKoyim, you dry your hands off first, because he says that the tears of dying always is ended with drying it off. Yeah, Lachatchila, one should be yotze all the sheeters and dry his hands before he... What is the shear of Mayim HaKoyim? So, Mr. Brew brings there's Achoyim that say there's no shear, it's just enough to wet the hands, either up to the second joint or up to the knuckles. And the middag of the Vilna Goyim was to use a revius, which is not that much more. As we know, a revius is somewhere between 87, 86 milliliters to 150. It's less than a cup, a lot less than a cup. This test, Mayim HaKoyim Leitlum Bechomine Mashkin. Any type of liquid is good as long as it's cleaning off the hands from the remnants of the food. The mice, if you have water, you should not use other types of drinks, liquids, type of altashris. Now, here's a chiddush. Bishop Ruth says you're not even use oil, honey, milk, which I would think gets your hands more sticky than they were before. So that's what he says. The only thing you can't use is wine because that's considered a kosher thing. It's to be zoned for the wine. What about water that cannot be used for Mayim Rishonim? For example, if you use it to do a malacha or change its color, or it's not drinkable, the Mayim Rishonim, they are all acceptable. Also, to use a kli is not makif. So, if you don't have a kli, just go to the faucet and wash your hands. The chatzis is not a problem also. Sif yud. Yei she'ein noyim lito Mayim Rishonim. Some people have a minig not to be made to Mayim Rishonim because then Melech Stoimis is not something that's commonly found by us. Now these people are more careful about keeping their hands clean anyway during the meal. The Shulchan Aruch continues. The feeling Noigim Kain, Adam Shuistis, Rogan Lito, the other Vacha Suda, the Dittei, Havi, the Diamonds of Hummus, the Tzok, Lito, the other Koyan Bishamot. The person always washes his hands before when he finishes the meal, then for sure he's Chayav Mayim HaKoyim nowadays also. The Vilna Goyin held that Mitzad Adin, you have to wash your hands Mayim HaKoyim nowadays. You don't go into technicalities of the reason of this type of salt, because there are other reasons. Chazal did not always reveal every single reason behind everything else. So many other Achareinim say one should be Mahmed. Mishra Ruh seems to be leaning to that side, that one should be Mahmed. Aside from the fact, Melech Stoinis, if it's talking about salt that comes from the Dead Sea, if you're living in Israel, a lot of the salt does come from the Dead Sea. Mishra Ruh brings also from the Achareinim that they say, and whenever you want to eat something, if your hands are not clean, you should wash your hands because it's not covered. Also, like we saw before, immediately after Mayim HaKoyim, you should bench the Birchas HaMazon, you should not have a hefsek, not even say the Ritoyim in between the two. Seven Kufay days. Psifalif. Yeh Shoyimim Shavirchas HaMazon Tuna Kois. There's opinions that say that whenever you make Birchas HaMazon, you have to do it with a cup, even if you're benching by yourself. So he'll be off it. So Chalazor, you have to look for wine. If the president is expecting to have wine later, he should wait with his Birchas HaMazon until he gets the wine. If it's only within a reasonable period of time afterwards. Even if you can have to skip a meal. In other words, you can get wine in the evening. In the afternoon you don't have wine. According to this opinion, it's better not to eat lunch. Wait till the night so that you can make the Birchas HaMazon on wine. So two people eating together, since each one makes his own Birchas HaMazon, each one has to make his independent Birchas HaMazon out of place, because there's no connection between the two. But Mishra Ruh says that if you have three or more together, then it's enough to have one for all of them. There's a second opinion that says if there's less than three people there, make Birchas HaMazon without a cup. Another says that you're not required to bench with the kois, even if there's three. Ramak explains in Kolmoka, Mitzvah Memukul Varachal Kois. Even though Pidyu says you're not chayiv when you have three people, still it is a mola chatchila to do it ala kois. So the point of this is, it should come out that whenever you have three people eat together, you should try to make Birchas HaMazon ala kois. Shabu points out that Minik Oil is a maker, not to go after wine. Kavufan, if one can make it ala kois when you have three people together, that is definitely the mola chatchila too. This is something from the beginning of this year. Just that We said before at the end of Kuf Pei Aleph that one should not be mafsik between Achrayin and Birchas Hamazon. So if you want to make Birchas Hamazon al kois, when do you fill up the cup? Do you do it before Mayim Achrayin or after Mayim Achrayin? So the Mother of Ram says that you should fill up the cup of wine before Mayim Achrayin, so that once you do Mayim Achrayin, it goes straight into the Birchas Hamazon. The person went to the bathroom before Birchas Hamazon. So this is a discussion. If he wants to use the water that he washed for going out of the bathroom, that's his Mayim Achrayin, could he make the Asher Yotza, or is that considered hefsek? So there's a machlekes Achrayin. Some Achrayin say that Asher Yotza is not considered hefsek, and other Achrayin say that, no, you should say Asher Yotza right away, but you should wash it a second time after Asher Yotza. But there's another discussion with the Chalal. If one comes out of the bathroom immediately before Birchas Hamazon, which bracha does he make first? Birchas Hamazon. Or Asher Yotza. Kivegan remains the suffix. I recommend since the suffix to Asher Yotza first, because if you wait till afterwards, there's a reasonable chance you will not say it.